Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can anybody give me a definition of a saint? Any definition. There's a lot of definitions. What's a saint?
Holy.
Holy, exactly. So that's exactly where it comes from. Santo, meaning holy. What is a saint? And more than just that his name means holy. One who does the will of God, above their own will. Beautiful things. Well, the definition that I like is that a saint is somebody who loves God, right? That's what to do the will of God is. Jesus says so many times within the gospel, he says, if you love me, you will do what I command you, which means you'll obey my will, just like Manny said there. But even more than that, a deeper definition of a saint, and all of our confirmation students have to repeat this. They hear it over and over and over again in their exam, however many times they have to take it before they succeed. A saint is not just somebody who loves God, but a saint is somebody who knows how deeply it is that they are loved by God and responds with him with love the best they can. That's what a saint is. And so, brothers and sisters, you're here. You're here at Mass, and you're seeking this holy sacrifice of the Mass, and you're desiring to be present with him, which means to let his holiness penetrate your soul, that you can be more like him. A saint is a friend of God. A friend of God. One who enters into friendship with the divine, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with God the Father, this triune God, one in three, three in one, like we've discussed over the past few weeks, and we'll discuss further on Holy Trinity Sunday. To be a friend of God means that first we have to recognize that we're lovable, even amidst the fact that we continually sin. It says in the scriptures, Jesus says that the righteous man sins seven times a day. That's the one who's doing really well. If we're not righteous, we sin more often. And yet we can still be the friends of God, because God doesn't look at our sins, but he looks at our own loveliness, which he has planted within us. That's the sign, the mark of baptism, the mark which is marked upon our soul of confirmation. And so if we wish to live that out, to truly be the saints, to be the friends of God, we got to know first that we're lovable. And secondly, to respond in turn to that love, making that movement of obedience to the will of God and loving him the best we can. And if we're doing it well, we're still going to sin those seven times a day. But the difference is, as it follows up in the very next phrase in that passage in the gospel, the righteous man, yes, falls seven times, but he gets up seven times, not by his own power, but by the power of Christ living within him. It says here in our scriptures, in our psalm response, verse 12 of the 145th psalm, it says, your friends, O Lord, make known the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Yes, they do that by word, and that's what the book of Acts of the Apostles is all about, preaching and proclaiming the good news and sharing it with those who are around them. It's very important, and very important for us here in Vaughan to share it with those who should be here on not just on Sundays, but also those who should love God enough to get up early in the morning, to be able to come and be here to worship God. The glorious splendor of God's kingdom is made known in his friends who wish to be his saints, simply by their loving him. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, Blessed Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, this is what she said, and I will close with this. Once you know how deeply it is that you are loved by God, you can't but spend the rest of your life radiating that same love. That's the love which is planted within us, and the knowledge that we get here in Eucharistic adoration and receiving our Lord worthily upon our tongues. I say it again. When you know how deeply it is that you are loved by God, his desire to implant his own saintliness, his lovableness, his goodness within you, once you know that, you can't but spend the rest of your life even when you're in conversation with others with coffee, even when you're on the phone with family members, even when you're just walking the streets or sitting in the beauty shop or even there within the senior center. Can't but spend that time, even without word, radiating that same love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.